Max Richter is, simply put, one of the most successful composers of our time. His music sinks deep into the question not only of who we are, but who we aspire to be. His works have been streamed over a billion times, and, perhaps more importantly than that, he is the composer to whom we turn as we try to find truth in our world. His new album, Voices, is just out, and it is a work almost beyond categorization. Voices started as a small idea 10 years ago, when Richter composed a short piece called Mercy in response to events around Guantanamo prison. Richter's aim was to write a piece to think to, a piece which would provoke us, inspire us, beguile us, something within which we could let our minds go to the most important things in our world. And he has succeeded. The original piece, Mercy, is now at the end of the album, which combines Richter's new compositions with readings, in many different languages, of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The declaration was created after the horrors of the Second World War. All human beings are born free and equal, in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience, and should act towards one another in a spirit of community. The timing of this album could not be more apposite. As Richter says, the last 10 years have been dramatic in terms of environmental crises, the rise of populist politics, and now the pandemic. And so the ideals of the Declaration were gradually being overturned, and now is the time to act. But first, we need to think. One might imagine a weight of expectation, knowing that so many people are illuminated by his music. But Richter says he just thinks about the things he can control, which is the way notes relate to each other on the page. Beyond that, he can't control anything and doesn't expect anything. If he can make a satisfactory trip through a piece of music and the music makes sense to him, he's happy and aware of the privileged state he is in. Richter not only has a clarity of vision about his own work, but he also has a clarity of vision about what his work does to us. In his own words, "Music is something that affects us in physical and emotional and direct ways. We are musical creatures. Everyone sings, we hum little tunes, we whistle, we dance when we hear something or we're moved by it. We don't need to understand anything. We don't need any formal training. We respond to sound in this very natural way, and that, for me, is the great pleasure and strength of being involved in music, this universality it has." The words of Max Richter, and that, for me, is the crux of his music. You do not need to know anything. You just need to listen.